Hi, I'm Jamie.
Hi, I'm Lou.
And I'm April. Together, we are the Desert Farm Wives. We're mothers and farm wives figuring out how to balance motherhood, work, and the highs and lows of farming in the deserts of New Mexico and Mexico. We are all about building community, so we're glad you're here. Grab a drink and come hang with your relatable farm wife friends.
Hi, and welcome to the Desert Farm Wives podcast. I'm here with Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. And April. Hi, April. What's
up? Hey, girl. Hey.
We are all back together again, and we have lots to talk about. Lots of changes, lots of growth, lots of exciting, funny stories. We've already discussed some of them. There's a lot going on. So, today's episode, we're going to be mostly talking about growing with our businesses and what looks like for us right now in the stages that we're in. I know all three of us have just been through a lot of changes constantly. Like, I feel like we're just constantly growing into ourselves, into our role as a mom, into our businesses, into our role as a wife, like just so many aspects of life. And we're just constantly keeping each other in check and just loving sharing our journeys together with each other and here on this podcast. So let's dive into it, girls. What's going on? Where's everyone at with your business and your life?
Well, there's a lot of changes happening our direction. I'm not going to go into all of that in this episode, maybe the next one. But yeah, I'm excited just to talk about, yeah, our business is growing. And we were talking about earlier, like all of our business experience is all so different. Now a lot of it kind of was centered around agriculture in some sense, and it's kind of like evolved or gone, you know, different ways since then. And so, Lou, I'm really excited to hear just anything from you, just because your guys's brand and business has evolved so stinking much in the last, I mean, how long? I mean, when did you guys open the store?
We opened the store in November, but we've had the brand since 2020. Yeah.
I feel so like started it. I feel like the last year for you guys has just like an atomic bomb, like just huge, like so many things. And it's like just the coolest thing to witness. I don't know. I'm just so pumped to hear from you. And then Jamie, I know that your perspective in business has shifted because you were like in there running it. And now you have a whole different perspective, I'm sure. Just in the season that you're in. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, bringing on a whole different meaning of what it's like to support our business and to advocate for our business in different ways has changed a lot for me over the past couple of years, and who knows, changes might be coming too.
Yeah.
More change. Bring on the change. We're just all about that, girls. I mean,
yeah, we'll just keep adapting to it.
You know, I'm going to be honest. You two girls are probably some of, and I don't mean to like get super cheesy and deep here, but I know that a lot of people obviously in agriculture are super resilient. You have to be, you have to learn to be adaptable and to be ready for change and all of those things. But I feel like you both have just like really shown that like so much to me of just like being so willing to like take risks and go for it and like not be so afraid to get uncomfortable and to dive into change. So yeah, not to get like super deep and cheesy there or anything, but I don't know. Just like, dang, you guys really do like reflect that.
Right back at you, girlfriend. Cause you know, same with you and Jason. I think you're right. Resiliency and agriculture fit hand in hand. And if you don't have that grit to keep working through things, and innovative concepts to try and figure out how to make it all work in this day and age, I feel like there's so many struggles in agriculture and in farming, especially in our area. We talk about the desert and it being a struggle, that if you don't have those innovative ideas and are constantly changing and constantly trying new ways, not just in your farm business, but in other outlets of your business, then you're not going to succeed. And so I think it takes that hard work. It takes that determination. You can have all these ideas, but let's put it into work. And I think today is the perfect day to kind of talk about that and how that's growing for all of our operations in a different way. Oh, I shouldn't say operations. I just went through a I just went through a farm media training with the Farm Bureau when I was in DC, and they said you should never call your farm an operation or a farming operation. It should be a farm. So we are farmers and we are on a farm.
I always get confused with that because we do both. And so I'm like, oh, so I need to say like farm and ranch, but like, we don't have like, but when you think of ranch, I don't know, to me, I'm like, I think rolling hills and like thousands upon thousands of acre, you know, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, well.
You can't be defined by one, you know, it's just all the things. But yeah, it was kind of funny to hear that because I always thought it sounded like more professional to say our operation. And no, apparently that's not a thing. So
why do they call it an operating note?
I don't know. Because you're learning to operate off of those funds, or you're managing those funds in your operations. I don't know.
Same, but not operations.
Not operations in your farm. You're managing
your operations within your farm.
In your farm. Right. Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
That makes sense.
That's weird.
So, okay. So what would your girls say, like, the hardest thing has been in owning your own businesses?
Ooh, the hardest? Okay. This has been the hardest, which is going to sound probably kind of funny because it's honestly one of the best things you can do for your business. But I think it's been hard for us to kind of learn, and it's kind of evolved over the last couple of years, but having like a really clear vision and mission for our business and brand, which I know it sounds like funny, that being the hardest, when it's also, I feel like, the most important. But I think just, you know, when we started, like the flower farm, we honestly just kind of dove into it without really a plan. And, in great ways it worked, but in a lot of ways, like behind the scenes, things kind of failed because I didn't really have a clear, concise, like passionate vision and mission for the farm that evolved and that came into play. But I just think that's so important, like when you're building a business, because everything is centered around that, who you hire, because you want those people to align with that, how you have systems behind the scenes of how things are operating. And, you know, even with customers for us, like allowing them to come in and kind of, get to experience that and get to kind of come on board with our mission and stuff. So honestly,
that's advertising strategies, probably.
Yeah. Like it just really all is focused around that and centered around that. So it took us a while to kind of really grow into that and figure out. And I kind of wish we would have had that before we started, but we just didn't know what we really wanted to do. Like we were just kind of were going for it, and it just, you know, kind of evolved from there. So yeah, I would say that was, and then, I mean, just failing, like failing's hard. Jason and I were not really scared. I mean, we are scared to fail, but we're not scared enough where it's going to stop us. I mean, you know, I think everyone has a little bit of fear of failure. But yeah, like failing, it's not fun. it's not really enjoyable. Sometimes it can be kind of embarrassing. You know, you can really beat yourself up about it, but that's a hard part too, but being able to just get back up and keep going. So I don't know. What about you guys?
I mean, that clear vision's huge and that's been hard for Bronson specifically, since it's kind of his brand that I'm trying to grow, right? I'm kind of like the brand manager, or I don't know, of his brand. So trying to get like a clear vision from that guy when I'm trying to run his vision, so I need like so much clarity and communication, it is so hard. Like just trying to get that information from him, because he alone is like kind of confused about what it is and what that might be. So, and then trying to lead a team, like you really just need that foundational key motto structure, whatever that is, of what that means. So that's been a struggle for us too. And then just working for me, like working with Bronson, like on a co-created thing, is so freaking difficult, because I just find us like, we're more so talking about work or branding or employees than we're talking about our own relationship and like each other and discovering who each other is as we're evolving through life. And so that's been really, really, really hard. Just trying to maintain our relationship outside of the brand and then the brand outside of our relationship and kind of like divide the two. Oh, guys, that is difícil. Muy difícil.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that's something that is one, it's unique to most agriculture families as opposed to, you know, like, let's say that your husband is a teacher. You're not going to say, oh, I'm a teacher's wife. Or your husband's a firefighter. I'm a firefighter's wife. You know, in agriculture, like your identity gets really swept up a lot of times in like, that's your whole, it can easily become your whole identity, your whole marriage, your whole family is centered around farming. And that's great at a certain point, because when you don't have those boundaries in place and all you're talking about at the dinner table literally is business stuff nonstop. It's so hard to break that and to like have boundaries and like really be able to separate. And that's the same in like owning a business. When you're like running a business, like with your spouse, like it is
you live it.
Yeah, you live it, and it your brain doesn't shut off. It's not like a typical 9-to-5 where you can just go and shut it off when you get home and you're like, all right, I'm home. Let's watch TV. Your brain is just constantly going and going and going. And what can we do next? Oh, we got those bills to pay. Oh, we've got this to do. Oh, social media. Oh shoot. We forgot this holiday's coming up. Why did we not, you know, I mean, it's just constant. And there's Lou, I so relate to that. There's so many times at the dinner table and I'm like, Jason, I am so sick of hearing the same plan that you have for the corn. I love you and I love your corn. I don't want to talk about it. Can we talk about it tomorrow again for the 100th time?
That's one area. Cole's really good at turning that off, but there definitely are sometimes. I think for us, the biggest struggle that we have on the farm is bringing about change and innovating and growth while still respecting like the past generations and making sure we keep that alive and their vision and their picture alive while we're still trying to grow and make changes. And that's really hard. You know, with so many uncontrollables in farming, we've had to make a lot of changes on our farm that are we weren't prepared for, you know, closing down our produce shed. We didn't anticipate that happening, but then we realized that was the best move for our whole family, for our farm, for our business as a whole, our farm business as a whole. But that was a really hard decision to make. And it was not something that we came about lightly, you know, and we still do have infrastructure and we're like, well, now what do we do with that? We've got to make some changes there and we've got to figure out what to do with that wasted space. And, you know, do we lease it out to somebody so that we're making that residual income? Do we try manufacturing something else? Do we try bringing in some different produce? You know, what do we do? Like we're constantly looking for something different ways and new ways, but yet we still want to respect that past and the legacy of the farm. And that's part of things too. And there's sometimes a lot of different views on what that looks like and how the everyday operations should go. So I'd say communication gaps are always really hard too.
Communication is key. Really important when it comes to that innovation, but innovation's key. Like, so they're both parties kind of have to be able to communicate. Otherwise nothing changes. And if communication's not good, there's going to be no change. And then if there's no change, then there's no growth. And if there's no growth, there's no farm. So that can be really hard, Jamie. We've definitely struggled with that. But I would just say communication is so helpful. And especially when you're trying to communicate with like someone that's in your own family, that can make it even more difficult. But honestly, I know a lot of people that have gone to like family therapists and discussed these issues. Like that might sound crazy, but when it comes to the growth of like your family business and growing and evolving with the times and innovating, sometimes those conversations just have to be had. They have to. And it's hard, but once they happen and once you have those hard conversations, that's where the growth comes. So I'm glad you guys are venturing into that. I know it can be really difficult, but you've got to innovate to stay in the game. Like, you just do, or you're just going to, you won't last. You won't mm-hmm. last.
And I think, and honestly,
so stuck in their old ways. It's such a culture of just like, you know, just old school mentality.
Yeah.
More so than all the
businesses. I think Cole's really blessed that his dad does want to try new things, but it is scary. And there still is different opinions on how certain things should be run and different ways. No one's going to do it exactly like how he does it. And that's the reality of it. But honestly, I think me stepping away from the farm has been the best thing, away from the farm full time, just because now I'm not in the middle of it. And it's really helped with my anxiety, and I'm not the mediator anymore. And it's helped Cole really figure out a better communication method with his dad, with his stepmom, just so that we can get it all figured out. And that's one of the positives that's definitely come out, is that Cole's been able to do that without me telling him, this is how you should do it. And I think sometimes that hindered, even though I was trying to help.
Yeah. That's awesome. I'm glad that you've seen that there's been growth there because of your movement there, which can be really hard too. And on that note, like, what new roles do you guys find yourself kind of stepping into recently, like in terms of your business, where you used to be with it and where you are now?
For me, I'd say, obviously, like I just said, I'm stepping back from mm-hmm. everyday operations, and I'm taking more of an advocacy role. And I really have enjoyed that. I've gotten more involved in our Farm Bureau, to where I can, like, I flew into DC a few weeks ago to discuss the farm bill and how it affects our farm and other farmers in New Mexico. And
yeah, you did, girl. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Just figuring out different ways to help our farm without being directly involved in the day to day, because that wasn't healthy for me. And I think it's working out good. Seems to be, anyways.
That's like so huge to recognize that, and to be able to like that's so huge, Jamie. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That self-awareness and stepping back and into like your own lane. And it's so beautiful. Like, watching you in this new lane, Jamie, is so, I feel like you feel a lot more empowered. I feel like you feel like you don't have to step, you're not worried about stepping on someone else's toes, and you can just be full on Jamie. Like, you are just badass Jamie mode lately. And I just love watching it. I love seeing it. You're tearing it up.
Thank you. Well, that makes me feel so good. Yeah, it's
seriously.
I definitely felt a lot of guilt initially for it. But I have really, like, in the last year, just realized this is the best thing that's for our family. And I always wanted, like, I was talking to actually Ag Coach Casey. She's doing an AgriMinds group, and I was interviewing with her the other day, and we were talking about my changes and different things like that. And I told her that my biggest thing was that I wanted my kids to know what I did and like my passion. And the other day someone asked Caden, what does your mom do? And he said, she helps other farmers. And I was like, yes. Okay. I'm still doing it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I think it just goes to show just how selfless you are. And like Lou was saying, I mean, like, I don't know, I have seen the shift in you of just like, yeah, just you seem so much more confident. And like I say, like, you doing that is selfless because you are doing it for the farm, but you're like also, you're doing it for yourself. Like, you knew what you were doing. And I know you said you felt a lot of guilt and all those things, but like, what you decided to do was so good for you personally and the farm. And you know how we've had these discussions, I feel like, and so many people relate to it, but where we're like, it's easy to get resentful of like your spouse for like choosing the farm, you know, but it's like, they're doing it like for the farm and for the family. And it's like, what you chose to do was like for the farm and for the family. And that's just amazing.
And so that's what really helped me get over that guilt and that feeling, is that I told myself, you are doing this for the farm. You are doing this because you want to see a future in this farm. And, you know, you're bringing a different method of helping to the table. So, and I think it was kind of hard at first or before, in that we aren't, you know, full owners. We're still partners with Cole's dad. And I always want to be mindful and respectful of that. And like you were saying, Lou, I don't want to step on any toes. And so it was always very hard to kind of find the line of, okay, how much do I share on social media without sharing too much? How much, what do I say without saying too much, type of thing? I never wanted to offend anybody or hurt their feelings because I said something and then they're like, why would you put that on, you know, why would, for the world to hear it? That was really, really hard for me and made me, I think, more timid. Whereas now I feel free to be able to say more and to act more on different things and different matters that I'm really passionate about. And it doesn't directly affect our farm when I say that.
Yeah. That's amazing. It's cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of freedom there. I love seeing it. What about you, April? What new roles are you finding yourself in these days?
So we hired an amazing manager for our events, and we hired an events manager, and she is amazing. Like, I mean, so amazing. So it's been a really neat season for me. Because I feel like I'm kind of getting back to what I'm like truly passionate about. And I don't feel so overrun by trying to do everything. I'm not going to lie. I was super scared about hiring someone because it's a lot of money going out, you know, and it's just scary, and I'm a control freak and like things
are like have that control
and all the things. And so like, it's been a really good season for me to learn to like, let go of control and to learn how to lead someone, learning how to like grow in leadership and like being a good like learning how to be a better owner, like for her, to set her up for success. And she's been so gracious and understanding with me and like just so patient with me, and it's just been such a great relationship. And it's just taken a lot of stress off of me, and I'm so thankful for that. I don't think I realized how I was just living like in a hijacked stress mode. Like my body was literally just like hijacked with stress for so long. And it's been amazing just to like not have to do everything. Like she's taking care of so much that I was just constantly doing to where I couldn't be present with my family. I couldn't shut it off mentally. There was just too much that I was trying to do. So it's been really, really nice to kind of, it's like I've lost a lot of responsibilities, but I've gained new ones, but they're not as stressful, if that makes sense. So I'm like back to just the flowers, and I'm back to, you know, just kind of organizing and overseeing instead of doing everything. Like the last couple weekends we've been open, we don't have flowers exactly yet, but we've been open for like some events and stuff, and like they don't need me.
Like, shifting your focus is amazing.
They don't need me.
That's awesome. They don't need
me. And I'm like, this is so weird that I'm not out there on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like not having to be there nonstop. Oh, it's been such a relief.
Well, and that's part of growth. That's like a huge step for you all. That's really good.
So it's been really, really nice. And then on the farm, I mean, I always say that farm, but I mean, I really have just, I just told Jason, like, unless you like really need me, like, because a lot of times, like I was going out there a lot, like I was going with him to feed cows or I was helping with different things, and it was just too much. And I'm just like, I want to be in a season where I'm with my girls and like I'm at home more and I'm able to do things that are important to me and have community and have friends, because I was so busy that I didn't have time for anything. And so I'm just, it's been a good season. So
that's really awesome. Good.
Good. We should have flowers.
That's awesome, April.
Yeah, we should have flowers in a couple weeks. So it'll be fun kicking off all the flower things.
Seeing your s'mores flights, it's like,
pretty fun. I want
now. That looks amazing.
Yeah, and that's another cool thing with hiring Marissa is like, we've expanded in a lot of different things, but I haven't had to really, you know, I'm just like, oh, that sounds great. Yeah. And so it's been really cool. What about you, Lou? I feel like you've taken on all kinds. You're I mean, girl, what? You're running a whole team. You're
Oh my gosh, guys, it's been a lot. But first, April, with the way you're running things, like it's been so awesome to see you each year. Like each year, more and more move into how you want to run your business or where you want to be. Like, oh, I want to be spending more time with my girls. I should hire someone so I don't have this much. Like the awareness you have as to how you want your business run and what you want to be doing on it, it's totally in your control. And I think a lot of people get lost in that world and they forget that they are in control of hiring someone to do the work they don't want to do. And yeah, it's going to be a sacrifice and it's going to come at like an expense of maybe it's not going to be done your way, or like there's all these fears you have and it's only going to be done, you know, maybe 70% to the level you want it at. But is that not worth like your peace of mind and your life and your time? I think so.
It's so worth it. And that was my biggest fear is like, yeah, I just had like everything you just said, like, oh, it's not going to be done the way that I would do it. Or I've worked so hard for the marketing to look this way. Or I've worked, you know, I want the events.
Let it go.
And once I've just let it go, it's like, it's still going, like it's still doing it. And it, gosh, what a relief when I don't have to be the one to do it all. I'm like, oh yes. My gosh.
I think that's it takes so a certain sense of business maturity to get to that state. And you've gotten there, and that's so awesome.
Fast. You've gotten there fast.
Yeah. Real fast.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. But you have to learn to let go, and that not, you can't be in control of everything, and that's okay. Your business is still going to grow. It's still going to thrive and it's still going to do amazing things. So way to be aware of that and move into that space. That's awesome. And so fast, because your business is still fairly new. So you learned really quickly. That's awesome. But business is just, it's just growing, guys. Like it won't stop. I'm like, guys, like
that's exciting though. That's exciting.
Going. Like I feel like it's just on autopilot, but like just constantly moving. Like and if I don't keep up with it, like it's just gonna get out of hand. And so we're constantly having to like hire new people, and we're trying to like create the structure and foundation that we were talking about before, like the clear vision and the structures, because it has just gotten away from us kind of in a sense. And so we're kind of having to like pull back to the basics within the team. We're still letting it go and letting it run its wild ride that it's doing. But we're having to like set some serious structural things in place, which, so kind of working backwards in a sense that most businesses have to, because it's just got away from us. That's just how social media is. But it's just wild how social media works, and just trying to keep up with it and the constant changing algorithms and how to market online, and just the online marketing world is just so new. And so it's fun, but it's constantly changing and growing, and we're just trying to like keep up, like just trying to keep up with it. And so one new role, I mentioned this before we got on here, that I'm kind of venturing into, is Bronson's kind of getting sick of the merch vibe. Like everyone has merch, right? It's like this big thing. All the TikTokers and influencers have their merch, but we're kind of sick of that. His soul's not in it. He's like, that was fun for a while, like, but it's time to like move along, get these people a little, like a more taste of my soul, and not just trying to like sell them something that they think resonates with me, but really doesn't. Because with social media, like slangs and logos and like things will kind of hit, and then people will buy, and then they'll get sick of it. Or you kind of have to keep up with merch and like keep it fresh and new. And instead, Bronson's really wanting to move into like a actual fashion line, like stuff that he wears, more so like a vibe, and he already has like a name created and everything for it. I'll share it maybe in another episode, but he kind of wants to create a fashion line and have his own style of clothing. So I'm like, well, okay. He's like, yeah, you can do that, right? Just go meet with that lady down the street. She has a sewing machine in her house. And first of all, she speaks Spanish, and you're really good at that, Lou, aren't you? Yeah. Uh-huh. So just this lady down the street that I'm like having make all these modeled like t-shirts for us right now. And we're trying to find fabric. And I mean, it's just like, we're just trying to figure it out, you know?
That's so cool though. You mentioned like growth and trying not to grow too fast, you know? And I always like think of course, you know, being farmers, we always go back to plants, right? And so, like, I always think of a cotton plant because it amazes me that a cotton plant will grow like so huge and bushy and like start getting really lengthy. But unless you put like a growth regulator on it, it won't really produce an actual crop. Like, you won't get bowls of cotton, you'll just get these like long limbed leafy thing that doesn't give you anything. And so I think it's really smart that you and Bronson are, not only are you like figuring out how to manage that growth, even though it's coming at you quickly, you're like, okay, wait, this isn't producing the right anymore. We need to kind of move it to something else and try something else. And that's really cool.
Yeah. It's just scary because it's a whole nother industry. Like, anyone can make merch and throw some things on a t-shirt, right? But to actually go in and be like, oh, we want to create like a stylish vibe, that's a lot. But it's fun. Like, I'm down for it. I'm, you know, like, what, I'm 30. Like, let's create life. Like, let's create. What else?
Heck yeah.
It's time for that. And I'm not scared of that. So
it's Project kind of fun. Runway. Here Lou comes.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got like, he wants to kind of bring back, I'm showing them this shirt, guys. So you're not going to be able to see it because it's a podcast, but he wants to bring back like the Wrangler, like the old school retro Wrangler funky.
So in right now too. That is really in.
Yeah. So that's our first project, is trying to find like retro fabric and then make like some button ups.
We just had our family reunion last weekend, and my cousin, she wore like all those style, like the, like 80s style country shirts all weekend long. Yes. I was like, you look adorable in those. And she's like, thanks. They were actually my grandpa's, you know, like she's actually reusing them. So fashion comes back around.
It does. Yeah, it does. And there's just like a huge like movement with like Western and like, I don't like that Western vibe of like fashion. Everyone is so into it, of like the retro Western, like edgy, like everyone is so into that right now. Like, tap into it. Like,
yeah, I yeah. can't wait to see what you, like,
I know.
Together. That's so exciting.
Yeah. We're excited. Fabrics kind of becoming the hardest thing to find, you know, like, especially if you want a certain like funky retro look. So I might have to go to LA and go see the Fabric District, apparently.
That's
yeah. Yeah.
Hey. Look,
take
big time. So it's so weird, guys. Like, what the heck am I doing? I don't know.
We never know what we're doing. It's, you know, fun. We don't fun. Know what the next few months, next year holds for us. Who knows?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that kind of exciting too, in a way?
I don't
really want a boring life either. Like, I'm excited that there's so many changes, and like, April, you were telling us there's potential changes coming your way too. Like, I know it can be scary and there's so much unknown, but it keeps life fun and it keeps you growing, keeps you in growth mode.
So speaking of spilling secrets, you girls want to hear something exciting going on in our family?
Well, yeah.
What? We're expecting.
No way.
Oh my gosh.
Jamie.
Be real with this.
Surprise.
No, you're not.
Oh my gosh. I knew someone was pregnant here. Guys, I got on. We got on a call. I was like, are you pregnant? And I asked April that. I knew.
You're asking the wrong person.
I was.
Oh my gosh, congrats.
Thank you.
Wow, talk about change.
Yeah,
and change. On the farm.
Yeah.
Business.
Yeah. What? Three kids. What are we gonna do?
Oh my gosh. Okay. When did you find out?
Details.
Okay, all the details. I found out like Memorial Day weekend. After that weekend.
Mm-hmm. It's been a month.
Yeah.
A month.
Uh-huh. But you know, I've had miscarriages in the past, so I was really, yeah. We really just kept it between us for a little while. And I had a ultrasound last week and everything was good, steady heartbeat and little baby in there, and we're due in January. So
January, oh my gosh, I'm clapping so loud right now.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I thought it'd be fun to surprise both you all while we're recording.
you're like during talking about changes. By the way, oh my gosh.
Wow, Jamie, that is so exciting. How's Cole and everyone feel about it?
Your kids? Cole is so, so excited. The kids are just so excited, asking me every second, is the baby bigger now? Is your tummy growing more?
Oh my gosh. They're going to be so helpful with this one because they're at an age where there's so much more, like they can help and they're going to be so much more aware of what's going on.
Yes, we're so excited. I'm not gonna lie, like going back to it all kind of is a little daunting and overwhelming, like all the diapers and the sleepless nights, and but we'll just get right back into it.
Yeah. Okay, how did you tell the kids?
We wrapped the ultrasound pictures in a frame for them.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, but like, did they like know like immediately, or were they like,
Gracie said, wait, this is a baby. Who's having a baby?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, Caden's been like taking care of me. He's like, are you okay, mom? Did you eat something, mom? Are you rested, mom? Very worried.
That little boy is like a little man, I swear.
He's adorable.
He's going to take such good care of you. Oh, felicidades. That's so exciting.
Thank you. So yeah, we're really excited, but we honestly now don't know what's in store for us with jobs and businesses and who knows what. It's going to be a year of a lot of change for our family, for sure.
But it's going to be so good. That's amazing. Like,
such a blessing. You guys will figure it out. It's going to be perfect. It's perfect. Yeah.
It definitely was a God thing, because we had decided, I think we're done. We're going to, you know.
Yeah,
we're good. We have our two. We're blessed with them. And then as soon as we decided that, hello.
You just had to surrender.
Surprise. Yep. Got to surrender. And so, yeah, I've been very sick this time. Other two pregnancies were not bad, but this time I've been pretty sick. So.
Oh. I'm sorry. How has that been with traveling and everything?
Oh, like that was real rough. Oh gosh. And I wasn't telling anyone yet. So I was like, I'm good.
I'm fine.
Oh my gosh, that's the worst.
In the humidity of Washington, D.C.
Oh gosh.
Ugh, yeah.
That's so hard. Okay, but that's so exciting. Oh my Thank God. You. I'm so happy for you.
Wow. Best news I'm ever.
Yeah, what a good surprise right there. You really got us.
I did.
Yeah, I was not expecting that.
No. I was about to be like, okay, guys, so like, what do you feel like success in a business looks like? And then you're like, I'm having a baby. And I'm like, I can't think of anything else now.
You know, talk about growing, literally growing with your business, huh?
Growing with your business.
Yeah, we'll be growing in a different way.
And lots of growing over there. Oh, wow, that's so fun.
Yes.
Well, there you have it, folks. We are doing lots of growing in our businesses.
All the growing. Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how do we even jump back in?
So many fun changes, guys, coming our way. It's beautiful. Life is so full of it.
It really is.
But yeah, is there just anything you guys want to kind of add, like towards the end? We're kind of going to close up here in a sec. Just like to wrap this all up of just maybe one thing to end on that you've kind of been learning in this growing season of your life, or where you're at right now, or just something to wrap your thoughts up. April, do you have anything?
Yeah, I kind of had just thought of like the question of like, because I think Jason and I have just been having this discussion lately of just like what success really looks like for us. Like, what does success really look like? Is it this certain dollar amount? Like, I don't know. And we just like came to this conclusion the other day that it's like for us, and I don't know if it's just because of like kind of changing seasons and just some big change coming in our lives of like, if it's just shifted our perspective. But I think for us, just like realizing that for what we have been doing, like real success to us is just like the relationships that we've built, the impact of bringing people closer to agriculture. Like, that's just such an ingrained passion in us now that, like, no matter what we do, like, that's always going to be, like, so important to us. And, like, and so just like having the opportunity to be able to do that, like, that really is like success to us of like, if someone just like gets closer to agriculture or like wants to maybe grow their own garden or like grow their own food, like, I don't know, to us, I'm like, of course now your business needs to make money or you wouldn't be trying to run a business. But at the end of the day, like, true success for us, like, really is just like those relationships and those impacts. So yeah.
I love that. What an awesome conversation that you guys had. Sounds like me and Bronson laying in bed talking about deep thoughts, yeah, and like half asleep, like maybe like this, but we wake up in the morning like, what were we even talking about? That was a great conversation. Now let's start that like in the morning next time.
I know.
But yeah, like success. I love that you mentioned that. I feel like these businesses and like, you know, making money obviously is what kind of keeps us afloat in this world. I mean, that's just how this world has functioned. Like, it's functioned to work off of money. And I don't know why it evolved that way. It just did. And here we are having to like deal with the fact that that's how this world works. Not that I think it resonates with any of our souls, even. It's just the world we're in. And so we're having to like make that work. And so we've got all these, you know, fun ideas and we're trying to like create businesses and create growth and trying to create this money flow that comes in so we can do the real thing, like the real part of life that is actually worth like quote unquote success, or what you would call like living, or, you know, it really means something to us. And what's really cool about this brand that Bronson and I have created, and kind of, you kind of sparked this in your conversation, April, but it's just that that's kind of been more of like a fun, creative outlet and not necessarily so much pressure and stress. Like, it's really just been a fun artistic creative outlet for me and Bronson to just kind of put our creativity in without having to stress about finances. It can just kind of be that fun outlet for us, because, and the farm is like the stressful thing, you know, that's like we have to make money, we have to make this work. And then the brand is where we can just be like creative and we can focus on like more of our relationships and just like adding value to our community that's continually growing. And, but just remembering that those things are super important too. Like, as much as growing your business and having that financial stability is, like, don't forget that there's so many more important things that you can't lose sight of. That are, yeah, so important. Relationships, the time you have with your children in this specific stage, you know, and the world has a completely different definition of success. It's completely different, you, yeah, know, and I do love that about the rural lifestyle, and rural people in general typically have a more down to earth, typically, not always, but typically have a more down to earth, less materialistic way of looking at just life and creation and earth in general. And I do love that. I do love that aspect of being in the ag world. So yeah, it does bring us to earth a lot, and it helps us remember the simple but important and beautiful things. So I love that.
So love very that. True. You know, we talked about how resilience is the most important thing in a business, and it's not just resilience when it comes to financials, but also to our well-being, to our passions. And, you know, resilience is just like that ability to just adjust, recover like really quickly, and then keep going and keep pushing through. And I think that us talking today about having a clear vision for what we want our businesses to accomplish, no matter how big or how small that vision is, that's so very important. And then it being able to embrace growth, but regulate it in a way that it fits our family and that it fits our dynamics is so very key. And adapting to the constant change of everything that's thrown at you from one day to the next. You never know what's going to happen, and we never know where we'll see ourselves a year from now or 5 years from now, but we know that this moment that we're in with our businesses is an important one, and it's something that we always have to be grateful for and thankful for, and just keep pushing through.
That's so good. I love that.
Amen. That was great.
Preach it, ladies. Preach it.
All right.
Oh, well, I've loved this discussion with you guys, as always. I always love just hearing your perspective on things. And I think you both are like business gurus and you don't even realize it, but you really are. Teach the don't the even things.
Let's emphasize the don't even realize it part. Okay.
Realize it. Just, yep.
Just doing things out here. But anyways, thank you so much for joining us. The Desert Farm Wives podcast. Bye, Jamie. Bye, April. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Desert Farm Wives podcast. To learn more about farming and life in the desert, you can find us on Instagram at Lou Bluth, at Glam Farm Wife, and at Red Mountain Produce. If you enjoyed hearing about our story today, share on social media and tag us. We love and appreciate all support and encouragement. Have a great one!